8:35 is our time this morning, live on the SBI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Let's head into our guest interview segment for the morning today. And it's our monthly update from the Lincoln County Commission and Commissioner Robert King joining us in studio today. Commissioner King, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Good morning.
Hey, appreciate the update. Appreciate you stopping by today. And, you know, let's start off with some hotel tax revenue, if you will.
Sure.
The state legislature last year put in a state hotel tax, and a percentage of that goes back to the counties. And so that went into effect in the summer of last year. So maybe give us an update on, you know, for the first 6 months of that.
Yeah,
what happened for Lincoln County?
Well, basically, we spoke with the treasurer, I guess it was last week, and he was telling us how much we've collected thus far, which is just over $100,000 so far. And, of course, there are certain rules that were put in place to how we can spend that money, and most of it is advertising and, you know, bringing more people into the county and using that tax to get them here,
yeah,
basically.
So, and that's done through a board, correct? And that's
correct.
How do you decide how to use those funds?
The way that this is working right now, we were to put together a board, which we have done. And we have a Economic Development Joint Powers Board, Lincoln County Economic Development Joint Powers Board, that every community is represented on, as well as the chambers, both the chamber here in Star Valley and the chamber down in Kimmer. And we will actually convene that board, talk about that tax that's available, how we might be able to use it, or if someone approaches us and says we'd like to use it this way, that board will consider that and see if it falls within the rules that the state or the guidelines they gave us. And we'll disperse that way.
Mm-hmm. And that amount of money, the 100,000 plus, that was just through 6 months. And so you're expecting,
correct,
you know, over the course of a full 12 calendar year to...
Yeah, we never know, you know, how much you'll get, and it'll vary every month. So we don't really know how quickly it will build or anything else as far as that part goes. It depends on tourism.
So just to clarify, you can't use that money on a swimming pool, huh?
Apparently not.
Okay. All right. Well, Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King in studio this morning. Commissioner, just wanted to give you a chance to maybe respond to, or at least give the commission's side, if you will. There's been a lot of chatter on social media about a music festival that's been proposed to happen over the summer on the fairgrounds. And there's been some petitions and things going around social media about an alcohol license that was, according to the petition, was granted and then rescinded. And anyway, just want to get... I understand you're meeting with Katie over at Prevail, who is putting this together, and wanted to give... understand you're still working on this with them.
That's correct. She'll actually be in our commission meeting tomorrow. We just need more information, bottom line. We did not issue a permit through the county because the county... The fairgrounds fall within the town of Afton's purview. So they're the ones that would grant that permit. Now, we want to know exactly what's going to go on, of course, how big the beer garden will be, how many people will be there for security, those kinds of things. We just don't have answers to those things right now. And we need those answers. We just need some questions answered. And that way we can go ahead and take a good hard look at it.
Okay. And that's happening this week, sounds like, then.
Tomorrow
at the commission's meeting.
Yep.
Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King in studio. Commissioner, what else would you like to mention that's happening within the commission?
Well, you know, we just spent several days last week in Cheyenne with the Wyoming County Commissioners Association going through the bills that are being presented. And some of the bills are... really to help us move along. We do have a bill that was introduced. I'm not sure its disposition right now. As you know, things change with amendments and so forth. But looking for some tax relief for seniors, those kinds of things, and that bill was presented. But as it goes through the amendment process, we don't know where it's going to be right now. It also
is that the property tax bill that you're speaking about?
Okay. It is, and there was one put in there for veterans as well to help veterans out on their taxes. I sit on the transportation committee for WCCA, and one of the bills that came up too was one where we can take the county road fund and increase the bid amount before we have to go to bid to $75,000, as well as being able to put back $100,000 a year towards a motor patrol or motor grader, which are very expensive pieces of equipment that we have not been allowed to do that in the past. We haven't been able to purchase any equipment when it comes to maintenance. We can use it for materials strictly. So this is a move in the right direction. We'd like to see it a little more loose so that we could lease equipment, other pieces of equipment besides just motor patrols, but maybe that'll come in the future. We hope so.
Sure. Commissioner King in studio, anything else you wanted to mention while we have you on the air today?
Gosh, there's so many things going on right now with in regard to the nuclear plant and those things that are going on down there with the drill rigs that are in place, drilling down to test soils and those kind of things. So a site's been established for the demonstration of the liquid salt portion of this. And so we're still working on that. We're still working as a diversification committee in Kemmer, looking at ways that we can help that move forward and be prepared for the things that will happen as this progresses.
Certainly. Okay. But progressing on schedule.
So far, so good.
All right. Guess Commissioner Robert King in studio this morning with the Lincoln County Commission. Commissioner, thanks so much for your time.